Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive towards the mound. Candiotti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhart strikes out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Wiggins moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Franco steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight strikes out. There goes Lynn. The throw from Bando to second, and Lynn is out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Gerhart reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerhart moves to third. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard catches it and throws to third to double up Gerhart. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Carter reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight is walked intentionally. Steve Carlton now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Shelby now playing right field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Gerhart moves to second. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bando reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.